So what shall we talk about? Let us talk of love, shall we? It is a favourite subject of mine. Love and purpose. I wish to tell you a little story, if I may. It is to remind you that you are an angel on a mission from, yes, I will call it God, but you may use your own vocabulary, from the One, from home. We were all gathered before we were born this time around. And yes, I believe it was you over there in the corner who said, "You know, I think it is time to go down again. I am feeling a little bored with this wondrous perfection that is where we live. I wish to go and have another human experience." "Oh, yay," we all said. "Can we come too?" And one by one, for of course there is no linear time where I am and where you were, we all came into form. But before, we made a contract with each other. For when you are born, part of the deal is that you forget. Gradually, over time, you become convinced that you are merely human, when you are so much more. And so we agreed that we would, when we saw each other, that we would remind each other. "You know, last time," said one of you, "I did not remember until you all came on my deathbed. And you all waved, and I went, 'Oh no, did I forget the whole time?'" And they said, And you said, "Wow, that was a good one." And so we agreed that we would not leave it so long this time. And so many of us have already partnered up, have we not? Some of us at a very early age to say, "Hey, you know, I think I might be something more. I am not quite sure what it is yet, but it's very nice and I like it." And then a few of us who had been around the block a little said, "Well, of course, you know, it is that you are an angel." "Ah, that is it. I wondered what the wings were under my bed." "Or in the closet." And so we made a pact. And so I want to thank each and every one of you for replying to my invitation and being here today. Many of you, thank you, save your applause for later. I love it when he does that. Many of you have travelled great distances to be here today. In some cases, the post was a little tricky. But all of you reached inside your heart's letterbox, whether consciously or unconsciously, and said, "Well, here is where I must be on these days." And here you all are. And here we all are also. For just as invitations were sent down, they were also sent up. And we have all come to share this love with you, to share this space with you. I wish to introduce you all to the angels that walk with you. If I were to tell you that there were at least 1,000 angels here right now, would you believe me?
Yes.
It says good. For it is true. Each of you here today have a number of guardian angels which are specifically assigned to you. I wish to remind you that you are never alone. Never. Your missions on this planet are far too important for them to fail. And so you have been assigned details of angels whose sole purpose is to aid you on your missions. So when you feel like it is just you, please stop that nonsense. And so I would like to spend a moment, if I may, to just introduce you to your angels, for that is also part of my purpose. So close your eyes, if you would, for a moment again. Ah, good. They are all lining up. They go right the way to the road, these ones. And they are coming and they bring gifts for you. Gifts of love. Gifts of words. Gifts of objects or pictorial references for you, which will have a significance for you that only your angels would know. They wish to make you aware of just how loved and how supported and guided you are. And so, closing your eyes, I wish if you could just to hold out your right hand and left. You may find one hand, you might find two. But now they are coming in. They are taking your hands. Feel our embrace. Feel that familiar touch that for some of you, you have not felt since childhood. The brush of our wings against your cheek, the kissing of our lips on your forehead. Your angels wish to speak with you if they may. So open your ears for a moment. Listen what they have to say to you. Maybe a sentence, a statement, special word, a name. Hold their hand as they are holding yours. Feel what it feels like to be reconnected with your angel. Collect this as evidence that you are never alone. And now they are wrapping their wings around you. Feel what it feels like to be in an angel's embrace. And when you go to bed this evening, ensure that you wrap those same angel wings around you, for we will be there with you. And when you wake in the morning, please say hello to us. When you get in your car, look in the rearview mirror and you will see us all. Waving delightfully with our heads out of the window like dogs. For you see, you have got us angels all wrong, some of you. We are great players. We are great teasers. We love to play pranks. We are rather joyful. And we like to think that we are a little funny. You see, your missions are way too important to fail. And they are way too important to be taken seriously. We wish to emphasize that point. For being on a spiritual journey sometimes can be an awfully serious business. And only if you would laugh more and bring more joy in. For this life is to be enjoyed. Let me give you a simple equation. If something is hard, stop. If it is becoming awfully hard and serious, stop. It is not your purpose. You may choose to explore it a little further, but please know that we have made it awfully simple for all of you. If it works, if you enjoy it, if you love it, if your heart calls you, that is your purpose. If it becomes hard, even if it were playful before, if there are many obstacles in your way, if it is difficult, then just stop. You have taken a wrong turn. Reverse back and come back to the true path. But I hear you. But Emmanuel, really, is life not surely about challenges? Well, yes, it is. But if there are too many, if it all becomes hard and difficult, then it is time for another choice. It is time to reconnect with your heart and say, okay, I get it. So what would love have me do now? And we would remind you that there are no ledgers kept in heaven. And so when you have taken the wrong turn, please do not berate yourself and say, oh, you fool. You have forgotten again. You have gone down this random path. Simply celebrate the fact that you have remembered that you have forgotten. Let me say that again. Rather than to pick up your stick and beat yourself again, as is your way, simply switch it around and say, ah, I have remembered that I have forgotten. And celebrate that. So if you celebrate the fact that you have remembered that you have forgotten, life is full of so many celebrations. Is it not?
Yes.
Let it be a simple phrase for you to take away. To celebrate every time you have forgotten, that you have remembered that you have forgotten. And if you are insistent on picking up that stick, well, right now your angels are adding feathers, and it is becoming a feather duster. So when you pick up the stick Well, you'll have to laugh, or you will be tickled by the feathers. You see, it is awfully simple. And yet we make it, you make it awfully complex sometimes. Please do not dislike yourself for doing that. It is all part of being human. For one of the deals was that you were born with human frailties. See them as such. Give yourself kindness, forgiveness, and give yourself love. It is only natural that you forget. In fact, it is written that that is the way that it must be. But the forgetting can become an opportunity for celebration, for reconnection, not disconnecting, but reconnecting with the truth of who you really are. And yes, you will continue to forget, but you will also continue to remember. And once you remember and touch the truth of who you are, then it is impossible to turn back. And so, dearest ones, I would remind you now of why you are here. Why you have come at this time in your planet's history. I come with wondrous news. And that is that you all chose to come at this time in order that you might transform this planet, all of you, each in your own way. It is time to stop playing small. It is time to step up and say, yes, I am here in the answer of the call of love. I came here in the service of love, and I will go forth from this place, and I will do my bit, for I know now, thank you, that I am here on an important mission. When I talk of the transformation of your planet, I have been talking about this for a very long time now, in your time. But you see, you live in a place which could be heaven on earth. All that is required is to remove the lens of fear and to begin living with the heart and sharing the love. There are a great many of you, yes, you wondrous vanguard of angels. You are out here like missionaries in a foreign country, spreading your love wherever you go. And so, dearest ones, I am reminding you of your deeper purpose. What were you here? What did you come into form to bring? Each of you has talents, gifts, skills that you are unaware of yet. Some of you are very aware of them, but others not. But know this, if you got the invitation to be here, you are one of us. And so I would give it a little exercise, if I may, where I would like you to just ask yourself, perhaps with a, and then share with a partner, if anything and everything were possible, what gifts do you bring? What are you here for? And what would you do? What gifts do you bring? What are you here to do? And whatever the third one was. So, if anything and everything were possible, what are you here for? Let's just keep it simple. What are you here for? If anything and everything were possible, what would you do and what are you here for? What would you do and what are you here for? If anything and everything were possible, and by the way, it is.